Hello. Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential.
I don't know what you're talking about, even.
I'm conducting an opinion survey. Would you like to participate?
What kind of a center is it?
It's an opinion survey.
Well, I don't know what that is.
It's just a few questions to get your opinion about the matter.
Okay, give it a try. If I can answer them, I will.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Okay.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yep.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Well, I was going to probably not vote, but I decided that I should do it. But I'm not sure how I'm going to do it yet. Too early. But I'm going to vote. I will vote.
Okay, thank you. Regardless how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I don't know that answer. I don't know.
Okay. What is your age, ma'am?
What's my age?
Yes.
Well, you might not want me. I'm 85 years old.
The age doesn't matter, ma'am. It's just to evaluate and to see if we can get opinions from any age.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right, then.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My race?
Yes.
Like an American? I don't know. What do you mean?
Like white Caucasian, black African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian.
Oh, I call myself white.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I wasn't quite with that what you just asked me. Not sure I got what you said.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Oh, very badly. The whole thing is awful. So, no, I hate the whole thing that's going on with it. I don't like it one bit.
I understand you, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not particularly feel warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, you can say so. How do you feel about Republicans in Congress?
Republicans?
Yes, Republicans in Congress.
Okay, now This is what I made of that. I don't care which one it is. I'm good with either one. I'm good whoever gets the president, I'm just good with whatever happens. I'm good with it. I don't have one that I like better than the other one.
So you don't have any opinion about any of the candidates, ma'am?
Well,
you do not have any opinion about any of the candidates, ma'am?
Actually, no, I don't, because, people look at that all the time. They're getting ideas about this and that and the other thing. They watch it all on TV and every place else they can find it. And I stay totally away from it. So some of the times people ask me something, I said, I don't even know. And I don't even know what you're talking about, because I stay away from it really good until I don't really know what's happening. So I can't help you on that one.
That's no problem, ma'am. This is why we're doing the survey, to get people's opinions on the different matters. And, of course, some people may not have an opinion, or maybe they didn't hear of a particular candidate, but we also do have that option in our survey, so there's no problem with that. You don't have to feel as though you have to be within the politics to answer the survey.
Is this a different question, or is it the same one?
No, I'm just reassuring you here, ma'am. So you don't have any opinion on Trump's Project 2025 either? Or what do you say you're...
Well, if you want to ask me, whichever one gets president, I'm fine with it. But I don't like Trump as much as I did the other one. I'll say that to you. I just never quite liked him. But if he gets me to be president, I'm good with it. I'm fine with it. And that's it. That's my answer.
Thank you, ma'am. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican? Or would you lean towards either one, or don't know?
I think I would do not the Republican. I've always voted to the other one. But I like the new one that's coming up here. But I don't know that it's going to happen, but I think I would go with that one. Not the Republican, the other one.
But the Democrat.
I might change my mind on that. I don't know for sure. But right now, that's what I'm thinking.
So if the elections were held today, you would say you vote for the Democrat Kamala Harris?
I think I'm not 100% sure. I could change my mind. But at this time, I'm thinking that question you asked me is yes, I would.
Thank you, ma'am. Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election?
Well, I think the one I just chose, it wasn't going to be him. There's a lot of people think Trump is going to get it, and I have a feeling he probably is. And if he does, that's okay with me too. That's just fine with me. So that's who I think is going to get it. That's what I think.
Thank you. If the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Remer?
Well, that sounds like the same question you just asked me.
The other one was about the president, ma'am. This one is the election for Congress.
Okay.
Would you only vote for Democrats, ma'am?
I'm not really a Republican or the other one. I'm just a certain person, and it doesn't matter which one it is. Whichever one I think is the best, I'll vote for. So I like both of them. I'm not a Republican, and I'm not the other one. I'm just a person that just does what I need to do and what I think I should do. That's what I am. That's how I do it.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
There's still some more questions, and I thank you for your time. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Which one was it?
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Oh, okay. Well, a lot of people didn't think so, but I thought he was doing okay. Yes, I did. And I liked him. I still like him. So that's my answer to that one.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Romero is handling her job as your member of Congress?
That woman there that wants to be the... Are you talking about that woman that wants to be the president? Are you talking about
this,
her?
No, this is Lori Chavez de Romero.
I can't answer that one. I don't even know who you're talking about. Now, some of the questions you're asking me, I don't have an answer for them, and that's one of them. I don't know. I don't have any answer for that one. Not really. I don't know who it is, so I don't have an answer.
Thank you, ma'am. There are some statements. I am going to read to you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Lori Chavez de Romero. If you do not know about any of these statements, you can tell me. You can also say how much each one troubles you about supporting her for Congress, a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. There are several statements, ma'am, but if you don't know about them, then that is no problem.
Okay, let me tell you something here. No,
yeah?
I won't know anything about any of that. But you can ask me if you want to, but I'm afraid I just don't know. I don't keep up on any of that stuff, so I don't think I have to give any answers for you at all. But you can try it if you want to, or you don't have to.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Chavez de Romero stands by Trump even as he threatens to become dictator on day one. He has said he will prosecute and jail his political enemies, deploy our military to our own cities to put down protests, and promised his base that if he wins, this will be the last time they will ever have to vote. We need leaders who have the strength to stand up to those trying to end our democracy, and that is clearly not Chavez de Romero. What do you say you feel a great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all, or don't know about the statement?
No, I don't know. I don't know. That's one of them. I don't know anything about that at all.
Okay, ma'am. Seniors have worked hard to earn their retirement security, but Chavez de Romero supported cutting funding for Social Security and Medicare services, and she voted with Republicans 26 times to block bills that would protect both programs from cuts. It's clear Lori is working harder for her party than for Oregon seniors who have earned their retirement benefits.
No, I don't care to answer that one either. I knew I wouldn't be able to, but go ahead.
That is no problem.
I don't have an answer. I don't know I don't know what to say. When I tell you I don't know, it's because I really don't know anything about it, so I can't give you an answer if I don't know about it. And so far, no, I don't know the answer to those two. Probably none of the other ones either, but go ahead if you want to.
It's not a problem, ma'am. We're almost done with the survey. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Like, have you gotten your high school, or did you get a degree?
I didn't go to high school. I finished to the last, you know, day.
To 11th grade, ma'am?
Huh?
There's the option from 1st to 11th grade. You 11. Did not go to high school, ma'am?
No, I don't know what you're asking me. I don't know what that's, I don't know.
What's the last year of school that you completed?
All four of them. I don't ask you how to, I don't know what they call them. I did it to the end of school. Well, actually, I changed my mind. No, I didn't. I only did the first two, and the last two, I quit school.
Thank you, ma'am. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Yeah, I was divorced, so I live by myself. But I like it.
I understand that, ma'am. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Nope, I live by myself in here. I have a daughter, though, but she's not that young. She's a lot older than that. but I have visitors come and, you know, and they stay with me. Sometimes they stay with me overnight and stuff. But usually I'm by myself, and if there's none here. But they can come if they want to. So, no, I live by myself quite a bit. I like it.
Okay, thank you very much, ma'am. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
What was that again? Of what?
Are you a member of a union or employee association?
Oh, no.
Thank you. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump or another?
Well, if I remember right, sometimes I forget about several things. When you get older, you kind of forget things. So I'm going to say I think I did it with Biden. I think I did back then. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did, but I could be wrong. But I think it was him, though.
Thank you very much, ma'am. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for answering all the questions, and thank you for your time.
Oh, you're welcome. I was just sitting here doing nothing anyway, so I'm happy I could help you out there.
Thank you very much, ma'am. I hope you have a great day.
You have a great day, too. I'll let you go now. Have a good day, and I'll talk to you maybe on the dime another time.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah.